You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
And now, Move the Sticks with Daniel Jeremiah and Bucky Brooks.
Hey, everybody. DJ Bucky Rhett with you here on Move the Sticks. And we got some good stuff to get to. But I do want to start off by saying, Buck, do you know, how do you feel about supporting a team that that pays the best player in the world less money than you're making right now, considering the Dodgers only paying Ohtani $2 million a year and him deferring all that money? I just want to know how you felt about that. If you're okay with that.
Well, you know what? I like team players. And I think what that shows you is that Showtime wants to put it all about the team. He's going to take less money. He's just there for the team. He'll get it on the back end. So I appreciate it. I appreciate the best player going to play for the best team in MLB. I love it.
Showtime Dodgers.
Yeah, I went a long time without asking him that. Yeah, I went a long time without asking him that question, but it just kind of fell out. It just fell out a little bit right there. All right. Well, let's give everybody an update here. The Saturday Showdown is back this Saturday with an exclusive tripleheader live on NFL Network. You can watch the Vikings and the Bengals at 1 p.m. Eastern, followed by Steelers Colts. And finishing up with the Broncos and Lions in primetime Saturday, December 16th, only on NFL Network and streaming on NFL Plus. That's going to get us to a couple topics I want to hit here. First of all, looking at these 7-6 teams, when you have these three right here specifically, the Bengals, the Steelers, and the Colts, of those teams, guys, who are we believing in the most? I almost should add the Denver Broncos into that mix with how they've been playing as of late. But, Buck, I'll start with you there. Who do you believe in?
I'll say the Bengals right now because the Bengals have the most talent on the perimeter. When you think about what they have, Jake Browning is just playing a good job of just being a pass-first point guard, but the weapons don't change. You still have to worry about Ja'Marr Chase. You have to worry about T. Higgins. You have Tyler Boyd who can work the middle of the field. And you always have this running game that's beginning to reemerge with Joe Mixon and Chase Brown. This offense is efficient. Zach Taylor has figured out how to work it with the quarterback. It's a very dangerous team. And the thing that we should know is this team has a Super Bowl pedigree. They went to the Super Bowl 2 years ago, AFC Championship game last year. If they get close and they can sniff the postseason, they know how to get it done. I think we're beginning to see that materialize right in front of our eyes.
Yeah, I kind of feel like I trust the Colts right now. I think Shane Steichen has proven his mettle as a head coach in his first year in that role there in Indianapolis, dealt with a ton of adversity with the whole Jonathan Taylor situation. They navigated that very well. And then obviously Anthony Richardson goes down first quarter of the season. And you turn to Gardner Minshew. Great work, obviously, by the personnel team to bring a quality backup in who's, you know, a proven starter in this league and has given them some big time play. I mean, they're on a four-game win streak before falling at Cincinnati this week, and they've got a massive matchup exclusively on NFL Network in the middle game of the triple header this Saturday as they take on Pittsburgh at home. And I like Indianapolis to win that game, and I like them to find their way into that seventh and final wild card spot. Just looking at where they're at in the final 4 weeks of the season. So they'll kick it off the final quarter against Pittsburgh, as we were talking about. And then Atlanta, Las Vegas, and Houston, three very winnable games for this Colts team. And if they can get Jonathan Taylor maybe back for, you know, half of these next four games, I feel really good about the way the defense is playing too. Obviously, this last week notwithstanding, but give me the Colts in this one, DJ.
Yeah, I like that. I think both those are good answers. I don't have a lot of confidence in the Steelers there. I would just add quickly, I mentioned it at the top, the Denver Broncos have won 6 of 7. And when you look at their schedule going forward remaining, they got a tough one at Detroit. That's coming up. That is going to be on our schedule here. That's a big one. After that, they've got New England at home. The Chargers, who we're just finding out, are going to be led by Easton Stick for the remainder of the season. Justin Herbert's out for the rest of the year with that finger. And then they finish up at the Raiders and Aiden O'Connell. I mean, this is, if they could beat Detroit, they could run the table, not only get into the playoffs as a wild card, they're right in the mix to win the division if Kansas City were to stumble down the stretch here. So I would not sleep on the Denver Broncos for sure. Which leads me to the next question, by the way. In terms of surprises, when you look at that game specifically, are you surprised by this kind of emergence of the Broncos, or are you more surprised by the Lions and their collapse? Go ahead, Buck.
I think it'd be the Lions collapse. I mean, this is a team that we thought was built the right way in terms of like their toughness, their physicality, just kind of how they've kind of embraced being the bully on the block. And early in the year, we were talking about this team being right behind San Francisco in terms of their ability to impose their will. Well, the last few weeks, we have seen this team get kind of knocked around. We saw the Chicago Bears really hand it to them. So I'm worried. I'm worried as we're getting into like the stretch run, this team is not ascending, they're descending. And I wonder if they can turn it around. So yeah, I'm worried about the Lions because the Broncos are going to give them everything they want. And the Broncos are beginning to kind of find their way with their identity under Sean Payton.
That's a good lesson. Obviously watching the Broncos this season is a good lesson. And then just quickly following up on what you're saying about Detroit. I mean, there's a very real opportunity considering what the Lions have left, starting with this primetime matchup in our finale on Saturday night on NFL Network, taking on the Broncos. But then they've got two of their next three matchups are against the Vikings. If the Vikings can find a way here, I mean, you might be talking about the Lions like losing the division. And we thought for a while they were running away with this thing. They're sitting at 9-4. The Vikings are two games back and they've got two matchups against the Lions coming up. So that's going to be pretty interesting. Obviously, it depends a lot on what Minnesota does at quarterback there. But I think that part of it makes it even more surprising for me with Detroit is that we're looking at a stretch run here where we're not so sure that they are going to win this division. Now, I think it's still likely, obviously, with the attrition that the Vikings have had, but they got to figure out a way here. I mean, like the Saints, you know, have been one of the more frustrating teams to watch, you know, especially offensively. And they gave the Lions a run for their money. Now, credit Detroit for getting a win in that game. But man, they let the Saints back into that game. I mean, you're watching Jimmy Graham, you know, score touchdowns there. I mean, like there's some issues that Detroit needs to get fixed. Turnovers, one of them. And then they got to figure things out on the defensive side of the ball a little bit. But I think I am a little bit more surprised at what's gone down here with Detroit. And this is not a full-fledged collapse, DJ, but it could be, which kind of makes everything that much more surprising.
Well, and I'd be a little nervous with this Broncos team, you know, when you're getting ready to face this group, because defensively they're playing great over the last 5-6 weeks. Vance Joseph has these guys very, very very dynamic with what they're doing with their pass rush right now in terms of guys coming from all over the place. They're going to challenge your communication up front and they cover on the back end. They've got some stars in the secondary. So this defense was talented. We knew that off the last few years. They started out terrible, but they have found their groove. So you're going to have a tough time going up against that group. And on the other side, situational football, Sean Payton and Buck talks about all the time, right? I mean, end of half, end of game, they're really good on the got to have it drives. Russell Wilson can still use his legs. He's very judicious with when he does it, but he can still use his legs when necessary to get you that key first down. That's going to be a tough matchup for the Detroit Lions. And if they lose this game, guys, Rhett, you mentioned those games with Minnesota with a visit to Dallas on December 30th. We could be talking about a team that went from kind of the surprise last year, the darlings of the NFL, to one of the bigger disappointments and collapses if they don't finish this thing off right. And it starts with this game against the Denver Broncos. I would be a little bit nervous if I were a Detroit Lions fan at this point in time. Rhett, I don't want to spend too much time on this Thursday night football preview, but we need to do it. We got to cover it. I'll be there. It is going to be Easton Stick and the Chargers taking on Aiden O'Connell and the Las Vegas Raiders. I have to go there. I'm going to be there. Can you give me a reason why people should want to watch this ball game? I'm putting you on the spot. Go.
Oh, buddy. Max Crosby. I mean, just watch Max Crosby eat, you know, watch him play every snap of the game. You know, that's really what I'm kind of pointing to here. And especially with a less experienced quarterback in Easton Stick, you know, who's getting set for a big time moment here. 2-5-8 teams, not technically out of it, but certainly feels like whoever loses this game and with Herbert now out for the season, the outlook is pretty bleak for LA. But, you know, for the Raiders, can they run the football offensively? I know Josh Jacobs is a little bit banged up right now. Can you get Aiden O'Connell back to managing the game and, you know, using that accuracy that he showed at times to push the ball down the field a little bit? I don't know. I just think, you know, a lot of times Max Crosby is worth the price of admission. So that's really the best I can give you there, Deej.
Good effort. I mean, Buck, but, I would add one thing real quick, Buck. Khalil Mack sacked Aiden O'Connell 6 times the last time these two teams met. So Max Crosby on one side, Khalil Mack, who, look, I know the Chargers defense hasn't been great all year. They've played better over the last month, Buck. But Khalil Mack, I believe, leads the league in sacks. He should be in the mix for the Defensive Player of the Year. And if he gets another 6-pack in this one, he'll be sitting at 21 and you just give him the award.
I mean, he is playing well. That's the thing. So, look, there'd be some intrigue there. Khalil Mack playing one of his former teams. My eyes will be on Antonio Pierce to see if he can do a better job than Josh McDaniels did the first time that they squared off. Lost a tough game, 3-0 to the Minnesota Vikings. They're playing better, but let's see if they can get something to show for it. And you're right, Rhett. Both the teams are technically still in it, but it only feels like one of them maybe has serious playoff aspirations, and that would be the Raiders, but they have to win to kind of stay in the mix.
I was going to give Rhett another bite at the apple, but I think he's exhausted.
What do you want me to do?
All that he has to offer on this game. There's nothing else. There's nothing else you can add. We'll see. Maybe this will surprise Al. Maybe this will surprise Al and Kirk. We'll get a great game. And, you know, maybe this is the Easton Stick game. We've had the Tommy DeVito games. Maybe this is the Easton Stick coming out party here. Yeah, there we go. We'll see what happens. Anyways, we did our best to sell that game. We tried. We absolutely tried. All right, let's take a quick break. We come back. We will jump into the defensive side of the ball and a defense that's made quite a resurgence after the acquisition of a pass rusher. We'll jump into that right after this.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day. And smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024.
federally insured by NCUA.
And the Chicago Bears surprised some people when they made the move to trade for Montez Sweat. They gave up a second-round pick in next year's draft. But you can look at the way the defense has turned around. In weeks 9 through 14, they are 8th in points per game allowed, a huge jump up from 28th where they were previously. Yards per game, 4th, used to be 23rd. 4th in yards per game passing allowed after being 30th. And then takeaways, that's been a product of that pressure, 3rd in the league after being tied for 22nd. So major, major improvements on the defensive side of the ball for the Chicago Bears. Buck, I'll get over to you on this one. I know it's just one player. And still, when you look at the sack totals for the year, I think they have 21. It's still a low total. But Montez Sweat has given this front some life, and it's really transformed this defense. Can one guy, are you going to give him the sole credit here, or is there other credit to go around?
No, I think there's a lot of credit to go around, but he certainly made a difference. And Montez Sweat had an opportunity to leave, I would say, a very talented front line with the Commanders, but he has a chance to be the guy for the Bears. And sometimes when you get more responsibility and a bigger paycheck, maybe you take that responsibility to lead the team. And so he's done a really good job with that front line. The other thing that has been in play, Matt Eberflus took over the play calling. After whatever situation happened with Alan Williams, Matt Eberflus became the primary defensive play caller. He has been able to put kind of his own stamp on this defense. This defense is playing much like those Indianapolis Colts defense played under his direction. They're flying to the ball. They're doing a really good job of keeping the ball in front, and they are finding a way to take it away. Look, it was a bad situation, but it's really a good situation now that Eberflus has done it. I think he's done a lot to really make a strong campaign to stay on the job because the Bears are playing much better over the last month.
Yeah, and I think Montez Sweat is a big piece of that. I mean, I think when we go back to start this season, this was a team that was virtually without any name brand impact edge rushers. Then they ended up getting Yannick Ngakoue late and then obviously traded for Montez Sweat, and it's made a big difference. I mean, you know, Sweat's got 3.5 sacks in each of his last three games, so he's really making an effort. I mean, you want to talk about the total pressures. I mean, my goodness, he's up near, over 20, up near 30 in pressures since he's joined the Bears in these last five games. He has not slowed down one bit. It has not taken him very long to get accustomed to this Matt Eberflus scheme. And I think we're seeing, you know, that he benefits from it a little bit. And he's a really good player, and I think he's better. And in fact, I think he's probably far better than anything that you were going to find in terms of immediate impact in the second round of the draft, which was one of the picks that they ended up giving up for Montez Sweat. So I think that was a savvy move by Ryan Poles. You know, obviously one that kind of raised some eyebrows, like, whoa, why are you trying to do that sort of thing when you can, you know, try to rebuild this thing through the draft? But there's like Montez Sweat aren't going to be there when the Bears are on the clock in the second round that can give you that kind of impact. So maybe down the road they could, but ultimately I think that was a big time move and it's proved some heavy dividends.
Yeah, Montez Sweat only 27 years old, by the way, so still plenty of good football left for him. Has the contract done? They're in great shape there going forward. So it's looking like a very good move. Justin Jones, by the way, former Charger, popped on the tape a little bit when I was watching all their pressures and sacks. Doing a nice job there at the defensive tackle spot. Rhett, I'll start with you on this one as we kind of transition here with the Bears going forward. I said on TV on Sunday, there's a huge Justin Fields fan base out there that if you say anything about the Bears moving on, they lose their minds. But let's, for this exercise, say that they do something I don't think they will do, which is they stick with Justin Fields, who's played well. When you look at the numbers in his last 17 starts, it's been pretty good. But hasn't, you know, had the fumbles and hasn't been able to stay healthy. Those are probably the two biggest issues. But let's, for this exercise, say they use these two first-round picks, first and fifth overall. They don't have a two currently because of that Sweat trade, but they do have one pick in the third round and a couple picks in the fourth round. If we use the Justin Fields model, that they're going to stay with Justin Fields, give him the fifth-year option, and continue down that road and build around him, what would be your priority here in this upcoming draft if you were the Bears, Rhett?
Yeah, I mean, I think I'd go offensive line, you know, pretty quickly there, whether it's, I mean, we'll get into the names, you know, here shortly, but, tackle from Penn State, tackle from Notre Dame, you know, where are you going? One of those picks, one of those early picks has to be, an offensive tackle here and an offensive lineman, you know, one way or another. I think if you're really going to go for it with Justin Fields, And then, like, if you're in a position to get, you know, arguably the best receiver that's come out of the draft in the last 10 years, you know, I'd probably make that move too if I could. And if I'm getting out of the number, like, all right, so here's the question. If they're staying at number one, they're getting out of the number one overall. I mean, if they're staying with Fields, they're getting out of the number one overall pick again, right?
100%.
I mean, yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, how do we then judge what kind of haul they're going to get, you know, from that type of pick with that type of player available at number one overall? Man, that's kind of tough to forecast. But I think offensive line, I think you continue to try to beef up the defense a little bit. But I would say offensive line and wide receiver, like if we're going all in on Justin Fields, let's give him every opportunity to win, Buck. You know what I mean?
No, I'm with that. And I might be more in line with the Cam, because when I look at the roster, I think this roster still has plenty of holes in it. And I don't know if a new quarterback at the top is going to do anything. I know we get a chance to reset the clock at the position, but they still need to upgrade what they do at the line of scrimmage offensively and defensively, because they need people on the interior at both sides, and they need to be able to dominate. And without Justin Fields, I just worry about that. As everything.
Well, the Bears turned the lights off on you, I guess, Buck. But DJ, I know you're still there. They're not into that. They're like, how do we get this guy off the team? So, Deej, my question.
I think that's a pretty good sign that they might take the quarterback.
That's it. They're like, wait a second.
I think the league office shut down that idea.
Yeah, they did.
Let me throw this exercise back to you with another one that we use often here on Move the Sticks. Do you envision Justin Fields, DJ, as a confetti quarterback? Can you picture him with the confetti raining down after winning a Super Bowl with the Chicago Bears?
I don't view Justin Fields currently, with what I've seen through several years, as a Super Bowl caliber quarterback. I just don't. I don't see the consistency there. It's sacks, it's fumbles, and he's done some good things as well, runs the ball. The problem is when you run it like that, you're going to miss games, which he has. I don't think that's sustainable long term. So if you get a chance to get somebody that's younger, cheaper, and better, I think you go in that direction. Then you still have that second pick, that fifth pick, which you can then trade and recoup more assets if you want to get a second round pick back that you lost in the Montez Sweat trade. I think you could get that accomplished. So I still lean towards going to the future with your quarterback and trading Justin Fields, which you'll get a nice haul for. Sam Darnold went for a 2, a 4, and a 6. So there's plenty of assets right there to try and improve around this football team. Bucky mentioned it. This is a team. I mean, let's be honest, there's a lot of holes on this roster still, a lot of places that you need to fill. And I think if you were trading Fields with those picks, as well as potentially trading your second first round pick, I think you'll be able to use those resources to build around a new quarterback. I mean, Bucky's back on the screen now. I no longer have the world's largest cough drop in my mouth. Things have really picked up here, Buck. It's great to see your face again, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, they turned the lights down on me. I guess they want me to change my opinion. So, hey, take Caleb Williams or Drake May, whoever you want, Chicago Bears fans. I just want to continue to have the lights stay on in my house. So if that's what you want, we'll give you what you want. Yes, go all in on the quarterback.
And look,
the
there go the lights.
And
they're
start
still
the clock
on.
All over. And there you go. The lights are light still on.
We're starting over the quarterback clock. There it is. The lights have given us the answer, I think, DJ.
There you go. Yep, there you go. This has been an interesting show. Let's just say that. It's been a very interesting show today. But we powered through it. Sometimes you got to play hurt. Maybe you have the lights, maybe you don't. You never know what's going to happen right here. But I appreciate you guys hanging with us, a little rocky road, but we made it to the finish line. We'll see you next time right here on Move the Sticks.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back. Plus, no payments for 90 days. And take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.